This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
IRS Direct File, the electronic system for Americans to file tax returns for free, will not be offered next year, the Trump administration says. IRS official Cynthia Ngo notified state comptrollers that participate in the Direct File program that IRS Direct File will not be available in filing season 2026. No launch date has been set for the future. The program, developed during Joe Biden's presidency, was credited by users with making tax filing easy, fast, and economical. But IRS Direct File faced criticism from commercial tax preparation companies, which have made billions from charging people to use their software. Direct File was rolled out as a pilot program in 2024 after the IRS was tasked with looking into how to create a direct file system as part of the money it received from the Inflation Reduction Act signed into law by President Joe Biden in 2022. Last May, the IRS under Biden leadership announced that the program would be made permanent. But the IRS faced intense blowback to IRS Direct File from private tax preparation companies that have spent millions lobbying Congress, one of which, TurboTax, gave $1 million to Donald Trump for his inauguration, enough, it seems, to end the public tax filing program. As of Wednesday, the Direct File website stated, "Direct File is closed." An 11-mile stretch of U.S. Highway 93 in northwestern Montana between St. Ignatius and Ronan accounts for 27% of all grizzly bear mortalities in the entire Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes are working on a novel solution, a pedestrian bridge only for bears. It will be built in a heavily trafficked area for bears and cars, and fences will act as funnels to guide bears to the bridge. Carrie Kingery, program manager for CSKT's wildlife program, said, "It has to really blend into the landscape and the surrounding area. Wildlife enthusiasts, scientists, recreationists, and motorists hope that the new bear bridge reduces the extremely high death rate of grizzlies in that one 11-mile stretch." Money from Gallatin County, Bozeman, and Belgrade will go toward a new study for a 40-mile regional trail, the Valley Loop Trail, to join Bozeman, Belgrade, and Four Corners with a paved path suitable for cyclists, runners, pedestrians, and commuters. The Gallatin County Planning Board heard a request from the Gallatin County Commission for $20,000 to go toward the planning study to evaluate the best route for a 40-mile loop that connects to existing trails. The loop might be made of gravel in its initial phases and paved once more money is made available. Gallatin County Commission Chair Jennifer Boyer said that the Valley Loop Trail aligns with the county's growth policy, transportation plan, and Triangle Trails plan, so county commissioners identified the county planning budget as a likely funding source. The $20,000 allocation from the county is added to the Bozeman allocation of $70,000 to the study, with Belgrade contributing $35,000 in Parks and Trails District funding. The in-depth study could include options such as more detailed design in challenging areas, broader outreach, refined trails and crossings alignments, or early environmental review work. The trail, also called the Regional Loop Project, would foster connection between the communities of Bozeman, Belgrade, Four Corners, and build connections to parks, public lands, and neighborhoods from South Cottonwood to Gallatin High School. This visionary loop trail builds onto the Triangle Trail's plan to extend a commuter pathway, a separate paved path, along Huffine from Four Corners to Bozeman.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.